Hey, everybody, it's Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. I'm super excited about my guest today. Listen, I have the lovely Miss Alexandria Brown. She is the CEO of Catty Corner Designs. Alexandria Brown is a mother of three and a wife and founder and owner of Catty Corner Designs. She is a stay-at-home mom, but do not let that confuse you. She is definitely a boss and runs her household like she is the CEO and like a business. She loves to watch them grow and help them develop at home as beautiful human beings. She started playing in her grandmother's jewelry with her cousin when she was younger, and that was part of the inspiration that made her start her jewelry line. Y'all, welcome Alexandria Brown, CEO of Catty Corner Designs. Welcome, welcome, Queen.
Thank you, Alonda. Thank you for letting me share my journey with you on the show. I really appreciate this opportunity. And I just want to say I've always looked to you for inspiration, and you've been a great mentor to me throughout these past years that I've known you. So thank you very much.
Aw, tears. Listen. Yeah, made me cry. Oh, thank you so much for that.
Absolutely.
So, listen, you created, so those of you that don't know, if you follow me on social media, you will see that she handcrafted a beautiful pair of earrings that was inspired by my logo. So, I mean, y'all, her skills are unmatched. And then she turned around and did a pair for my mentor with her logo on it. She makes the coldest handcrafted jewelry ever. You definitely want to check her out and definitely make sure you follow her after this interview. But what sparked your passion for designing custom jewelry?
Yeah, so like you said earlier, when I was younger, I loved jewelry. I loved just different kinds of jewelry, whether it was beaded, whether it was like crystals, whether it was, you know, just all kinds of stuff. And about 3 years ago, I started selling clothes on Poshmark, and the clothes that I sold were unique and eclectic and vintage clothes. And those things that I sold were like really hard to find. And I loved it because it gave me an opportunity to grow my network and share my interests with people that had the same interests as me. So I will say as early as last year, I said, okay, I love doing Poshmark. I love selling clothes and, you know, hard to find items, but what is my passion? What do I love to do? And jewelry was it for me. And although jewelry was something I really wanted to do, I questioned, okay, I want to make earrings. I want to make necklaces. I want to make bracelets. I want to do all this, you know, great and beautiful things, but what can set me aside or set me apart from the norm? And that's when I decided to do customized jewelry. So like the piece that I made for you, that was just one of my, to date, it was like one of my favorite pieces to make because it embodied what you are trying to do. It was beautiful. It was customized just for you. And that's what I want women to know. When I make you an earring, nobody else is going to have what you have. You can't go in the store and say, oh, I have the same earring, but you know, you can do it for any other store, but when you come to Catty's Corner, you're going to get something that's just made for you. So that's what I wanted to do for women in general.
Yes. And everybody knows I love an exclusive and definitely an over the top piece. So listen, if you have not had the pleasure to see my logo, I have a silhouette of a woman. And it appeals to all women, but like y'all, when I tell you I'm a creative, but what she did with the logo and how she brought it to life in those earrings, I'm still outdone myself. So how I know recently you have done some exciting things. What was it like seeing your work featured on a celebrity photo shoot? Like that was just
Yes, it was so cool. I mean, I would have never, I mean, I started, this business was, you know, it wasn't just thought out of nowhere. And I started picking up this business, I want to say like around the summertime. So I wasn't really expecting that to happen as quickly as it did. But someone reached out to me and said, hey, I need you to help me Dress This Girl. She's a newer artist, and she's actually on Jermaine Dupri's label. And I said, really? Sure, I'll help you any way I can. And I was able to design at least maybe two or three outfits for her. So not only do I make earrings, I also style women for photo shoots. So it was cool.
Yes, that was, and it was super amazing to see your work in publication. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
So what is next for Catty Corner Designs? Like what, where are we gonna see you next? Like where are we, I'm looking forward. I want to open Essence one day and see your earrings like bam, you know what I'm saying? And it's quite possible because you out here, girl.
Yes, amen. Thank you. So what's next? Right now, I'm working on revamping older jewelry. So if you have any jewelry that's like it's older, it has some kind of sentimental value to you, but you don't know what to do with it, I will take it and just revamp it, make it beautiful, and give it that look that you once had when you looked at it before. Because we've all, I mean, I know for myself, I have pieces that I've had for years and they kind of just sat there. And now I'm taking those out of my closet and I'm redoing them in a way that I can enjoy again. So if they hold any sentimental value, I would love to recreate for anyone who was interested.
Okay, now y'all heard that. We're gonna get back into that. We gotta go take a break, but we will be right back.
Hello, this is Vanetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved one. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m.
The Light Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. Our collection is a one-stop shop, whether it's a woman looking for her favorite product line or a husband looking for his own favorite product that he steals from his wife's collection. Or you could be shopping for a gift. The Light Sunday Collection is your new favorite one-stop shop. The Light Sunday Collection is a world-class hair care company. Our products are multi-universal and multi-ethnic. Our luxury products are 100% sulfate-free, paraben-free, formaldehyde-free, and DEA-free. Our line of products are the best of the best, from our ingredients to our premium platinum virgin 12 gray A hair. We are the Total Collection. Shop the Total Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury, at thelightsundaycollection.com. You can also find us on Instagram underneath the Like Sunday Collection. The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. We are the Total Collection.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. I have my lovely guest, Miss Alexandria Brown, the CEO of Catty Corner Designs, all things custom. I mean, like custom jewelry, custom styling. She is the person you go to when you want that hard to find exclusive item. And she was dropping gems on us about how she's now into refinishing and recustomizing jewelry, as well as creating custom pieces. So welcome back. I want to know, like, I know that you technically consider yourself a homemaker, but I know you personally, so I know that you are definitely, I would consider you a mompreneur. Because you definitely have been out here doing different business ventures. And I want to know, what would your advice be to someone that is at home listening and they are waiting to leap into their becoming? Like,
maybe they're just like you was, you know, and they're a stay-at-home mom, and they're kind of like, I want to be here for my kids and everything, but I still want to have a little something for myself too. What would your advice be to that person?
Yes, I mean, my advice, my number one advice would be just start. Don't wait. Don't doubt yourself. Don't look at what someone else is doing. Don't compare yourself. They say what? Comparison is the killer of happiness. Is that how it goes? Something similar to that, right?
Yeah, it says the robber of joy, yes.
There you go. So you don't want to look to your left, to your right. You want to have tunnel vision. You want to go after something you're passionate about. It doesn't matter how many people are doing it, how they're doing it, because guess what? You're not in competition with them. The only person I'm in competition with is myself. How can Alex be better tomorrow than she was today? What can she add to her business that's going to, you know, take it to the next level? I focus on who I am individually, not what, you know, anyone else is doing. If I see somebody like you, like yourself, women who inspire me, I congratulate you and I keep moving because my path is not yours. So if you're afraid because you see someone else doing it, or you see that they're, you know, they're doing something similar to you, don't look at that. Be happy for them and go after what you want to go after. You know, God wakes me up every morning and he gives me the ability to move my hands and my feet and my ability to talk. He gives me all that. So why wouldn't I use it? He gave me the talent. He gave me the know-how. I did my research and I put my all into this. So I'm going after what I want. You don't go after what you think somebody else is going to applaud you for. Don't look for applause. Don't look for accolades. You should be the one satisfied with you at the end of the day.
So. Yes, that's super good. Because I know, like, even me, I always tell myself every morning, I don't want to be popular. I want to be impactful. And yeah. I think that is so important. I feel like a lot of people see a lot of people get supported for popularity, but I literally can like be unknown, but I just want to make an impact. So you know, I think like everything that you strive to do should be impactful. I also want to ask you, because I do consider you a mompreneur, how do you balance it all? Because I know that's a big thing that I'm asked a lot, is how do you balance, like, you know, having a business? And I mean, her children are beautiful and they're happy, I can attest to that, and she runs a pretty smooth ship. So like, how do you balance it all?
Structure. When you have structure in your home, things can get chaotic even if you schedule it. But if you have some sort of structure in your home, a schedule that's planned out, especially if your children are home all day like mine, it's like you have to set a schedule. Things can definitely take a turn, but if you have something already set out, you have your day planned, what you're going to do, you hit one goal at a time. You can't do everything at once. And that's one thing I had to learn. It's like, Alex, you're a human being. You have to pace yourself. So when things seem like they're not, you know, flowing correctly, or they're not, you know, balanced, you just look at what you're doing and just adjust as you go, because nobody gets it perfect.
That's good. I think that's very, very, very good too. You're right. I would honestly tell y'all, I'm not as structured. So that's definitely something I know, like me as a entrepreneur, I definitely always, the mentor can be mentored. I feel like, you know, the art of coaching has to be present in your life. One of my coaches always says that. That's very true. Like, you have to look to other people to find out what is working for them sometimes, to customize something that works for you, for real, because it gets kind of sketchy there sometimes, like, to balance it all. But but I would say, what was like after, you know, I know you've done a couple different businesses, but you know, what do you feel like it takes for you to really find that one thing, like, I'm gonna stick with this one thing, I'm gonna ride this one thing until the wheels fall off?
I think for me is that I gave myself time to figure out what I liked. I gave myself time to, and there was times when I wasn't patient with myself. Like, I just want to find what it is that you know, fulfills me. And I was searching, like, okay, is it this? Is it this? And I'm like, you know what? Really tap in. And for me, I had to really pray on it and say, you know, ask God, what do I need to do? What is my next move? And he brought this business back around to my attention, like, hey, you said you wanted this years ago, you know, tap into it. And that's really what it's about for me. So if you're, whatever you believe in, just tap into that, and it will surely help you find the answer to what you're looking for.
That's good. So tell us where we can purchase some of your amazing pieces, where they can see them, and where they can find you on social media.
Yes. So right now you can find me on www.elcessories.com. And you can also find me on Poshmark under the same name as my Instagram, Caddy's Corner Designs. And I post there frequently, and there's always a new style, and I'm constantly doing customized pieces. So you guys can just check my work out and see if you like it.
So what is next for Caddy Corner's Designs? Like, where are we growing to this year in 2021?
Yes. So this year, I say by summertime, right before the summer really hits, I want to come out with necklaces, bracelets, and rings. Right now we're just doing earrings, but I would definitely love to, well, we're definitely going to move on to a full line of jewelry. So bracelets, necklaces, and rings.
So just know, when y'all see me out in the streets with my custom drip, when I'm on the platform speaking or on the cover of my next book, just know Caddy Corner Designs got me together, okay?
Absolutely.
And you don't have to be jealous. You can order yours too. I encourage you to do it, because she's going places and she's about to be blowing up, doing more celebrities. So you want to get with her now while she's affordable. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, because the prices is going up, people. But no, for real, y'all want to get in on the ground level. Some of y'all be waiting till people get super duper duper popular to be like, no, get to her now. Just saying, because I'm gonna have mine. I hope you get yours. I got mine. I hope you get yours. I'm just saying, I got something being designed right now as we speak. So I hope you get there. Definitely reach out to her. She's a phenomenal person too, just to follow. So make sure you follow her. And guys, I'm super excited. Oh my God. So
thank
just
you.
Just a few short weeks, y'all. I've been blessed to co-author another book with my mentor, the great Jennifer Jones Bryant. And the book is called Step Into Leadership Greatness. Leadership is not just a title. So y'all, I'm super excited. You definitely want to keep it locked in to I Am Becoming, because I'm bringing the heavy hitters to the show. They are going to be dropping leadership gems, y'all. And I want you to get in on it. And you definitely want to stay connected so that you can get your pre-order here in just a few short weeks. I'm super excited. They'll be on the show in just a couple of weeks. So you guys always know you can follow me on Coach Alonda Brooks at Facebook. If you have not already, go there and like the page, because I'm telling y'all, in February to the summer, I'm about to be dropping gems on y'all. It's going to be so many good things coming from me that you do not want to miss it. Definitely tap into my Instagram. I must become the number one for your daily inspiration and motivation. And I'm going to be giving away some good stuff, y'all. Like, go follow me, because I'm getting ready to do my Valentine's Day favorite things, the businesses that you should support. Actually, I'm going to be dropping it tomorrow. So the list. So you guys definitely want to make sure that you guys follow me and meet me here or beat me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. to become. You guys know my motto: don't do anything for man's opinion, but do everything with man in mind. We are all an intricate piece of the circle of life, and people need to know that it's possible. They're waiting on you to become so that they can become. Y'all, it's never not a time to become. So get to it. Listen, the first month of the year is over. We are now heading into February, y'all. It's time to get busy. You do not want to get to the second quarter of the year and you have not activated. So definitely, 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 it's time to get in action mode. I hope that you already have your plan, but if you don't, it's never too late to start today. Get your pad and your pencil. If you are a jotter on your phone, you want to make sure that you're getting your plan in motion. It's time to become, y'all. It's never not a time, but definitely now is the time to become. It's 2021. Who is ready to win? I know I'm ready to win. I'm competitive. I want to win. So, yes. Y'all, thank you for tuning in today. I hope you really got something. I hope it motivated someone to know that you can do anything that you set your mind to, and you literally can become from anywhere. You could be a mom at home with a tight family structure, and you still can leap into your becoming and be a business owner. Alexandria Brown is the prime example of that. So get to it. I love y'all for real. Peace.